What would Jamie do?
Boop, boop. Welcome to WWJD. What would Jamie do? Before we start the show, I'm going to drink a tea, so let's do this. Thank you. All right. So before we start the show, I got a lot of announcements to do. So this is a show where I give you advice, not the exact 100% answer. It's what would I do in a situation, so please don't get that too personal. All right. Email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com if you want to hear your message out and get my answer. Or call us +1 209-322-9953 and leave us a cute voicemail. If you're international, please consider calling us on via Skype with the name, with the same number. Okay, and if you wish to remain anonymous, make sure to let us know. We're not going to call you out. Follow on the show to Instagram, Twitter, at wwjd.podcast. Go and watch clips from the show on youtube.com/divestudios. Rate and review us on iTunes to keep my podcast going.
La la.
Okay, before we start the show, another show, before we start the message. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, let's go for the first message. I am so excited. Is there going to be a baby tonight?
Why am I baby?
Because your voice is going to be a baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go, baby.
All right. So, Rainbow writes, "Hi, Jamie. So, I'm getting my hair dyed in a rainbow sort of way soon, and my friend, let's call her Emery, said that I would look weird with it and doesn't want me to do it. My other friend, Izzy, though, thinks it will look cool. I don't know if I should do it or not because Emery's making me feel insecure about it."
Sorry. So you're going to dye your hair rainbow. That's actually pretty cool. Well, what I would do in your situation, if I had a friend like Emery, I would dye my hair rainbow and say, "Fuck you. I did it. And I feel fabulous. And I look amazing. So you're making me insecure about this hair is because you can't do it, bitch." That was what I would do. That was gonna be the speech that I would do for my friend. I don't really have any friends that make me insecure, or if I ask my friends of what I would do or try, they would always be positive about it because I think they kind of poogie-head me. Like, I think they just don't want me to, like, they don't want... Yeah, they just gave up on me in some point. I don't know why, what I did, but yeah, I can feel that they kind of gave up. Because even though they gave me advice, I would just do whatever the fuck I want. So just asking is just being polite for me in a way. Rainbow hair. That's what I was going to go for next year. But like, I think you should try it. You know, it's your hair. It's your life. Make a memorable thing. You can't do that in your 60s. Maybe you can, but, you know, trying in on your early days would maybe be more memorable for you. I wouldn't even give a fuck about it, actually. I would just be like, oh. I would just ask them, though, because I'm curious about what they think about to say no. Because it's a question, right? And if they say no just because that they think that I wouldn't look good or anything, then I'll be like, oh, just... See, the point is I respect them. So I want them to respect me. But my friends are, I don't know. They don't try new stuff, I guess. So every time I do new things, they would kind of get surprised. I'm just talking about my hair color, especially because I would try blue and red and everything like in a week. And I told you, they kind of gave up on that certain point, but still they would be like, why would you do that color? Or like, what was the purpose of doing that color? And if I explained them because just I wanted to, then they'd be like, I don't understand you. Like, I'm your friend for 5 years, but I still cannot understand what you're going. I'm like, just don't understand me. Just, like, take me as what I am.
What about your parents?
My parents are just like me. So, yeah, they would always root me up. They'd be like, you did blue hair. That's fucking cool. I'm going to try that next week. Yeah, that's what my parents would do. So, yeah, don't really get any Oh, so, okay. For tattoos. I have a lot of tattoo on my body. And that was the only issue that I would get with my parents. It's not that they would not let me do it. It's just, you know, I'm still a baby to them. If they see, like, new pictures of my body, like, new arts, then they would be like, when did you, where did you get that? Like, when did you get that? Please, please stop getting it. I like your skin, like, bare skin. Like, they kind of go on a, like, sad, emotional, mommy, daddy phrase. And that kind of, like, hurts me in a while, but I still get it eventually. So, yeah, no one's going to stop me what I'm going to do. So, rainbow hair, if you want to go for it. Don't listen to her. Listen to what you want to do. Yeah. This is the hair color that I'm going to get next week. So the very first time that I dyed my hair was from my mother. So she was bleaching out her hair like strokes. And I was just like looking at her and she's like, "Hey, you want to do it?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Like, why not?" And then she bleached it out for me and it was pretty cool. And I thought it was pretty cool back then. And if I see those photos, I'd be like, oh, she really hated me. But yeah, that was my first time. My mom is very open about what I try, like new things. And my dad also. They would always encourage me to try new things. But they'll get mad if I don't try new things. So I have to keep up with them, like with the excitement that I give them every time that they can't do. So for the tattoos were only the big problems that I would have. Until now, like piercings, like hair extensions, dyeing my hair, cutting my hair, half cutting my hair, something like that, they wouldn't care. They'd be like, "Yeah, you look good. You look pretty. What would you do?" Nice. So thank you for the message. Rainbow hair, go for it. Don't listen to her. I mean, I think you'll rock it out. Rainbow hair, who doesn't rock it out? So don't feel insecure at all. Be yourself. Do whatever you want. So I would choose, if you would go for rainbow hair, I wouldn't go for like a section of red, orange, yellow. Like, you would look like a fucking umbrella. So what I would do if I would dye my hair rainbow, I would like put blue, yellow, like green, and like orange, red, pink. You know, like. So I would not go in like straight sections. I would go like a layers of colors that looks good, like blue, green, purple in one hair, and then the other hair would be like orange, red, yellow, and then you kind of mix it up. That would be fucking awesome and cute. Go for it. Okay, we have our next message coming up. It's from, it's from Money Money. Don't know. Let's just hear it out.
Hi, Jamie. My name is Amina and I'm 15 years old.
Cute.
I'm constantly stressed about school and my grades because my parents are constantly asking me about them. They're also worried about what I will do when I get older. I honestly want to become an artist because I really love drawing and painting, and that's something that I feel like I would love to do. But my parents are more into computer science and, you know, what most parents would like their kids to be. What would you do in my situation, Jamie?
Okay, thank you. Actually, thank you for sending those messages. So this is a really tricky thing. What your parents would like to do is they just want you to have like a safe life, you know, like a very not hard one because they've been through all that. So they just want the best of you. So I can't say no to what parents would say what they want to. But if you really feel happy while doing the drawing, like the artistic things that you want to do, like drawings, if that's really what you want to go for. See, in my situation, my parents would always root for me of what I would love to do. So I would try new things. I did like cooking, swimming, badminton, all these things. And I found singing the best for me. Like what I can do and what I have interest in. But for these situations and for my friends also, there are some like situations exactly the same for my friends too. They actually had it like a deal. They had a deal with their parents. So they would not quit the studying, you know, about the grades. What you have to do is you have to put more effort to it. While you draw, you have to put more effort to the studying too. So you got to do a little bit with your parents. Like, see, like, be like, hell, okay, mom, dad, I have a good suggestion for you. So if I get this grade in this semester, let me paint or make me like a teacher or make me like a hagwon. Do they have hagwon? Like, make me do a class about of what I want to draw. And then it's going to be a lot easier because I don't know if they let you or don't let you do it about the drawing. So you got to try a double. You got to try harder than what usual people would do because they just want the best for you and you need to know that. And studying is kind of hard too, I know. But what I would do with my mom is I wouldn't like just leave the studying out there because I know what she's coming from. Like if I don't do singing and if I lose interest in singing, then what do I do? I have nothing left. So that's the only key. Studying is the only key. So I promise her for this grades while I do singing. So that was what I would do with my parents. And I think I would do in your situation the same too. So like while listening to your message, I don't know if this is like the correct message that you want me to feel. Is the grades that you're struggling with, I know, because it's hard. But you kind of need to work more harder, like, on what you can, if you want this, you need to sacrifice one another. So if you want to do art, you got to do something that you don't want to do at the same time too, to make it a level up, like, you know, level it out. So it kind of feels like that you don't want to study and just go for art, but eventually, you don't know yet of what you're going to do in the future. And if you don't know really if art is for you, is for your path. So I think you got to even it out. Like the work, the homework, and all the studying with the art too. Yeah, I think that's the answer that I can give you in my situation too. Next!
So this one is from Booked and Busy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jamie.
What's up?
I'm a senior in high school, currently drowning in schoolwork as well as college stuff. I'm auditioning to be a musical theater major. I'm the kind of person who will work until I burn myself out,
mm-hmm.
which I'm aware isn't exactly healthy.
It isn't.
But I'm not even sure I know how to rest. What are your strategies for resting and keeping yourself energized when you get busy?
See, I think I have the same situation. So if I go into something like a project, or if I feel like I have to be getting this done by somewhat like a week or so, I don't sleep and I don't look at my watch. I just stay there and just like burn myself out. That's the exact phrase that I would go for. And I ruined all my body conditions just like this to a trash. And I had like my 2 years of space with recovering that. And I kind of regret that what I did. I wouldn't sleep. I would eat like whenever I wanted to. So there's no exact time of what I did. I wouldn't meet people. So my friendship with all these things are just like collapsed down. So those 2 years for me were like a really good challenging year. But I wouldn't do that again. Because if you want to do something for a long time, health and condition is the first thing that you're going to think of. So if you have the passion, you got the strength, you got all these things done like good, good, good. But if your health collapsed down, then that's all gone. So the first thing that I want to give you is health. You got to take care of your health first. That's like the only thing that you got to think of. And then your work and your strategies and everything. When you say, so it says, you don't know how to rest. I think I know how this exactly feels. So if you have like a time off, you kind of feel like, oh, you can't, like everyone's working. And you start comparing, like, is this really the time for me to rest? Like, don't I just have to like go out and start a new project? Girl, your body needs to rest for you to move to another level. So if you don't give your body a lot of time to rest, and if you don't, like, for yourself, for your mental health too, if you don't have a lot of time for yourself and resting, then it's gonna collapse down real soon. So take it as if you like, take it as much as rest you can. Make the time for you to like just chill or lay down. You don't have to sleep. Just don't do anything. Just lay down. Yeah, I think that's the first thing that you're gonna think. Scores. Everything doesn't matter. Your health needs to be always in the first place. If the day is really busy, you can't actually find a time to rest. Because when you finish this, this comes up. When you finish that, this comes up. So you can't actually rest, to be honest. But all that later, like after you've done all that work, if you don't really have to meet someone, like your friends, or if you don't really have to go out, I'll just go to my bed and lay down and rest and give my body a little treat. And yeah, that's all the things that I gotta say. Health needs to come first before all the things aside. My perfect days for rest. I wouldn't go out actually. Even though I go out, just go out like 5 minutes away from my house, not too far. I'll just go lay in my bed all day, out of the sunlight, put on Netflix, and chill. Not that chill, just literally chill. Like, don't get the wrong, 머리가 쓰레기네. Like, Netflix, and then you just chill alone. And I would just get some treats for myself, like desserts, because I love cakes. Shut up. Okay? I'll get cakes. Or I'll just get some like treats for me. And in Korea, 배달 음식, like delivery services are really good in Korea, so I wouldn't go out to get food even. I wouldn't bother to get my slippers on. I would just like call the delivery, get my food in from my house, eat it, and just like and then call the delivery and then eat it and then go like on the bed and watch Netflix, sleep, call with my friend and then sleep again and then eat and then sleep and then call my friend and then try to get out, but it's kind of late, so I'll just sleep. That's how I would rest. No, I don't really have a routine. I'm not the person of I'm not a person who has routines or anything like listed down. I'll just do whatever I feel like it that moment. And yeah, that's like what I do. If even though I have a routine, I wouldn't even go for it. I'll be like, nah, I'll just do it next time. And then I'll just do whatever I want. So I don't drink 탄산음료. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't drink fizzy drinks. For my voice, I kind of find that my voice kind of cracks out when I drink fizzy drinks. So I don't drink fizzy drinks. I don't drink alcohol. If I had to, it's going to be like a really special day for me. So my birthday or my best friend's birthday, I'll just drink like a cup. I wouldn't go drunk. So I don't drink those two. And I do shout a lot occasionally, like when I talk to my friends. But like at concerts, I would just clap. I don't really shout. I don't scream. And if I feel like I'm going to get a cold, I just go to the hospital right away, get my butt slapped and injection and put a scarf around my neck and be hella yemine. I'm so bad at English. Like, what are those words? Cautious. I'm going to be so fucking cautious. And if there's anyone near me who cuffs, I'm going to slap them. Yeah. I wouldn't let them cuff in front of me. Just like. So I wouldn't even meet my friend if she gets cold. Yeah, that's what I would do. So please, health, 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 body health. Rest is like the best thing you should do. Like you should keep it in your first place. Yeah. So that was my opinion. Okay. This is the message that I'm going to read real quick. And I'm going to give a little quick advice because it's really short. It's from Skinny Jeans. I'm trying to lose weight, but it's so hard. Every time I see food, I'm just like, so good, must have. What can I do to have for self-control? Thank you, baby boo. Okay. So, see, every girl's are kind of worried about their body shapes and their diet tips. They kind of ask me how I lose weight. I kind of look at mukbangs. That's what I do. I don't know. My friends kind of tell me that I'm kind of crazy because that's what make them want to eat more food. But for me, it kind of makes me like full by just looking at them eat. Maybe it's like a motherly shit. But if I look at them eat like stuffed food in their mouth, it kind of makes me feel like full in a way. So I watch mukbangs. In general. Bad foods. I don't usually go for fast foods. So it's not really hard for me to cut fast foods. But there's some days that I want like a chocolate bar or like a hamburger or like instant foods. Then I would try to find it like more like a place that's more. Yeah. More organic. So if I want a burger, I want to find a place that's like a handmade burger place. So if I want a chocolate bar, I want a dark chocolate. I would try to go for a more healthier way, but the same thing. Yeah. All right, that was a short message and all the segments that we did was really fun. Thank you for sending those messages again. And to be noticed, this is only my opinion for you guys. It's not the answer, so I hope you don't get that too deep. All right, if you guys I want to see more messages, so please send it to wwjd@thedivestudios.com. And if you want to call, it's +12093229953. Please leave us a voicemail. We're going to hear it out. And follow the show on Instagram and Twitter @wwjd.podcast. If you want to watch clips on YouTube, we have youtube.com/divestudios. Rate and review whatever the fuck you want on iTunes to keep my show going. All right, I hope to see you guys next time with a cup of tea. Bye-bye. All right, if you guys want to hear out the full segment, the full show of WWJD, What Would Jamie Do? There's a lot of podcasts in SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, everywhere. In your cases, just go out and reach out. Okay. All right, sorry. Okay, guys, if you want to hear out the full studio record for WWJD, there's a lot of social places that you can listen to. We have Spotify. We have YouTube. We have everywhere you guys want. So please check it out for What Would Jamie Do? Bye-bye. What Would Jamie Do?
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication isn't covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.